Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
As an entrepreneur, I have to admit, my days sometimes get bogged down with some of the most tedious things in the world, and they frustrate me because I don't even want to do them, and they're not the things I'm the best at. So you may not be in a position to hire someone full-time yet. Maybe you don't have a whole team supporting you yet. So I'm going to tell you the best thing you can do, the first hire it should be, is hire a VA. Lisa, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, David. Okay, so what is a VA? And I really don't know. I'm not just asking as like setting up for the audience. So David, what is a VA? Because I actually don't know. So David, what is a VA?
Little different than a V8. A VA is a virtual assistant. And so hiring somebody full-time.
I should have figured that out. I know. I just talked over you. I should have figured that out.
That's okay.
I've heard that term before.
It's easy to say hire somebody full-time, but when you're building a small business, you may not have the budget. It takes a lot of work to find the right person. A lot of things go with hiring somebody. Hiring a virtual assistant does so many things. The biggest thing I can tell you as an entrepreneur who's building their business, focus on what you do best and delegate the rest. And so take a list and write down all the tedious things you have to do every day. I mean, think about it for a minute. And then we're going to start talking about how to find the right VA for you. And here's the greatest thing of all. You ready? It doesn't have to be one VA because you can do it on an hourly basis, a task-based basis, etc. So I actually use a VA. Doesn't mean the person's across town and I have to interview them. I actually have a team of people across the globe that work with me every day.
Oh, that's exciting. And how were you able to find these people?
The internet. No, we're going to talk more about hiring the person in a minute. And so this is the greatest thing. And I'm going to tell you how I work with them every day. But for now, think about it. Write down everything you could use, okay, a virtual assistant for. What are some of the tedious things you have to do every day? I know just even from the show here, we then listen to the show, create show notes, post it to the website. We then get it in the stream so it goes out to iTunes. There's a lot of work. I have virtual assistants doing it because if it was me, I'd never have enough time in the day. I do many other things in consulting with clients. You do too. So think of all the tasks you could delegate, and it may be answering your phones. You could have a virtual assistant answer phones and take messages for you, handle your inbox with all the emails you get every day, helping set up the SEO, which we often talk about on the show and how to fine-tune it, proofreading things for you, booking appointments for you, creating spreadsheets. I mean, do you know how to create an Excel spreadsheet, Lisa?
No. But I should learn.
No, why? That's not what you do best, and that's my point. Do what you do best, what you don't delegate. So if you need a spreadsheet, why would you spend hours learning and then doing it when you can delegate it to somebody? And so think of all the different things. I'm giving a speech this weekend. I could have someone create my presentation for me. I'll write the basic words. I know what I want, but then someone can go create the PowerPoint, transcribing of audio, doing your accounting or basic bookkeeping. You want your accountant at the end of the year to prepare your taxes, but a bookkeeper to keep all the basic receipts. If you're one of those that doesn't keep them all straight, why not give them to somebody else to take care of?
I'm so glad you mentioned transcribing audio because I'm actually working on a book right now and I'm doing a lot of interviews with experts. And I have to say the hardest part right now is to sit with these hour interviews and transcribe them. And it's
you
taking
do them yourself?
So much time that I don't have. Yes.
Oh
I love
gosh.
It. You can see the look on David's face. Okay. So we have to. So yeah. So okay. So
okay.
I need help. I need a VA right now.
Okay. And this is a great lesson for everybody who's listening with us. You asked me earlier, where do you find them? There's two places. And what I'm going to do is put everything into two buckets, if you will, ongoing task and one-time events. Transcription to me is not something I do every day, but we need a lot of it. And so I go to a particular website and I found somebody that I absolutely love. I locked them in and I use them all the time. Actually, I have two of them that do it. And so each one with their own specialty. And so I had to find them. And here's what, you ready for this? The website is called Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. And I say that over and over. Go to the website and you'll see our link if you need to. And here's why. Everything on there is $5. So you can get graphics done. You can have somebody touch up your SEO. There are a few people with not a lot of experience on there, but you'll find a lot of them actually have experience in their field. A lot of them have college degrees, but they live in other countries. And so $5 to them is a lot more than it is to you or I. And so if it's something you, and I know with transcription, your one question is, do they understand the language enough? Okay, graphics is a little bit easier. But the answer is yes. I have someone actually in Jamaica who does my transcriptions in the books. I pay $5 for every 10 minutes of audio. Now think about that. So if an hour-long show for $25 or $30, you could have somebody transcribe it perfectly, and it comes out, you'd be amazed. In 3 days, you get all the work back. You send them the audio. And so my point is, for everybody listening, think of the tedious things you do, and you assign it. You go to Fiverr.com, you find the right person, and then you all you do is set it up in Dropbox or email them the work. They get it done. They send it back to you. If you're not happy, they're not paid yet. It's held in escrow. So I have to rate it as good work, and authorize its release, or ask for them to make changes to it. So no matter what it is, you'll be shocked at what can be done at $5 a piece. And if it's a longer task, sometimes you have to buy a multiple of that. But it's very inexpensive.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait.
Now who's got the shop look? We're going to change Lisa's life, and we'll change it for everybody else listening with us today. I'll tell you another great one I love. They changed their name recently, and the name is Upworks.com. And there I found a relationship with somebody that is absolutely phenomenal. You can find something in almost every category in any country. So you may want a publicist. You may want to find somebody who's an expert in packaging design. Somebody who's an expert. You can actually get people to do video voiceovers. People record videos for you. People to do testimonials. People that'll help visit your website and get the likes up or the traffic up if you like. There's so many things you can do. Now, the key with Upworks is because somebody's operating remotely, you start worrying about how can I control them. If I hire an employee 40 hours a week, I've got to take care of all the taxes and all this. With these services, I don't have to. I also don't have to keep them busy. They're on the clock to do a project. So you can do it again, flat rate per project or ongoing. Now I've got one I do ongoing, and you'll love this. The computer, every couple minutes, takes a screenshot of their computer and posts it for me to see. That's their time card. So if they tell me they worked an hour and a half on something, I literally can see every couple minutes. So if they open another window, it sees it. So they can't get away with anything. The other great part is, again, because I'm working globally, I've got people doing work at $5 an hour, $10 an hour, etc. So some of the work I've had quoted here in the U.S. to get graphics, I had someone quote me the other day, $75 an hour, they'll do whatever I need, etc., etc. I've got somebody overseas for $10, $15 an hour doing phenomenal work, work that you'd easily pay $75 to $100 for. It's just not in my budget. And so this allows me to be able to get all that work done. So it's just a great way for you to delegate some things and get back to what you do best.
Now, is that Fiverr.com?
.com. Yep. Yep. And I'll put the links on the website, so it'll make it simple.
Great.
So go listen to this podcast again and go check it out. But the greatest thing is, make a list of the things you need and delegate it. We've got somebody that we found on Fiverr that actually does the show notes every time when we're done here. They actually listen to the show, summarize it, and help create it to put it on the website. That's what they do best. And everything comes back perfect. The grammar, the spelling, they do a phenomenal job. But then I've got somebody else who then goes on and helps me post it to the website and get it published and put it into our feeds. So point is, you're going to bog yourself down and never grow your business if you don't think big picture. So delegate what you don't like doing. Delegate the tedious stuff. Do what you do best, and you're going to find yourself growing.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I'm just totally thinking about that now. All right. So, David, you said something about, you know, getting more likes or visits to your site. Do you recommend people do that or not? What, do you have an opinion on that? Because I'm curious.
On buying likes?
Yes.
You know, that's a tough one. Yes and no.
Yeah,
on Twitter, when you get to a certain number, they'll cut you off and won't let you do much until you get past a certain number of people following you. So you've got to stop following people till you build up the followers. So there I would say, yes, I would, to help you cross that barrier, and then they unleash you to do everything. On Facebook, no. I'd rather be more organic and authentic. I've seen different companies do it. They often then fall back off very quickly. And it'll give you a false sense of security. You'll see a lot of followers and think you're spending time posting to all those people, and you're really not. You're wasting your time because you gave yourself a false sense of security. So in my opinion, no. Grow it organically. I'd rather have 100 people follow me that are engaged with me than 100,000 that I've paid for that nobody's listening. It's like dead air. And so I'd rather see it grow organically, and people will see that in you. So anyway, there's a lot of great things we can do, and we're going to talk about them in more segments. Lisa and I want to share with you different tips of how you can take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day. We invite you to visit our site, the10minutemarketer.com. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. We thank you for joining us. Make a list, though, and get your first VA as your first hire and make your life simple. I'm David Pollack. Thank you for joining us.